trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Still can't understand Parker and Wilson on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. It's sports night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit.
Hey, welcome to a Wednesday,
26 March 2014. I cannot believe it's middle of the week already.
Hey, Rob, what is it? It's Hump Day!
That's the camel does.
Come on, Rob, say it. Say it. Come on, Rob Parker, what is it today?
Hump Day!
Hump Day! Maybe the best spot ever. Let me hear some music. Turn it up there, Chris.
Get excited for the next 3 hours. We're going to be videoed. We've got the live streaming on our site, parkertheman.com. You'll see us in the video, in the vids, PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. Don't forget all our shows are archived, WTFN.com. We got so much media, man. We are so hip in the 21st century with our multi-level platform. Hey, I got to ask you something after I do the thing. So, well, let's do the thing quickly because I want to ask you a question about the thing we do. Would you do the finger?
What?
We'll do the finger? Yeah, do the finger. Like, you want me to get going with the
Can
thing?
Can you do it? Yeah,
do
yeah,
thing?
Come on, let's
I got to ask you something about the thing. Hi, my name's Mark. Welcome to the show. We got a big one tonight. And not a bad show either. The guy across from me is
Look at you already, huh?
Who actually sprained his thumb live tweeting the Dr. Oz male menopause show. Who knew?
Oh, stop. Where's the rim shot for that
Hey! Shadow League columnist Rob Parker.
It is Sports Night with Parker the Man, Rob Parker, along with the man Mark Wilson. And, of course, our producer EP and our engineer Chris. And, of course, Matt and his streaming minions on the other side of the glass.
Streaming video minions.
There you are. You got a name, Matt, and your streaming video minions.
T-shirt.
All right.
T-shirt.
Absolutely.
Video minions.
And,
all right, here's what I want to ask
we
you.
We got so much to do, Mark, so little time. Big news, big news.
Can I ask you a question? I'll give you a compliment.
Are you going to embarrass me or
No.
All right, don't embarrass me because I've had enough.
I haven't really asked you this, but when I do that thing at the beginning to introduce you, because no, I need no introduction.
No, not at all.
Do you like Shadow League columnist Rob Parker, or do you like Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker? I never asked you, really, what you like better.
Well, I mean,
or both.
I do both, but I think you probably should do Click on Detroit.
Click on Detroit.
Detroit.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went to the Shadow League, and I was reading some stuff. I wanted to see what you like your latest. I didn't know you wrote about J. Rue Campbell.
Oh, no?
No, you never told me that.
Yeah, that was a good column.
All right, this is the only compliment you're going to get, at least on the air from me, because I don't want him to think I'm kissing your,
all right,
you know what. If you haven't, go to shadowleague.com and read the piece on J. Rue Campbell. First of all, what a story that is anyhow.
It is. Big story.
I was really counting heavily on my Spartans getting J. Rue Campbell at Michigan State, and then the whole thing happened. Everybody saw the video. I'm slamming the guy down.
It looks like him, right?
Over the hoodie thing. But what you wrote was one of your best pieces I've seen out of you in ages.
Why?
It was so telling about a kid. It's hard to write those things. It's easy to write about pro athletes. You know,
right,
they mess
right
up. They're making money. This is a high school kid with his whole life ahead of
who
him.
Who had everything in front of him, Mark.
Going for him.
Right?
Good-looking guy. He's the star quarterback at Cass Tech. He's a state champion. He's going to take that green uniform and make it a college green uniform. He's going to go lead Michigan State to the next level. He's going to carry on now. It's becoming something there with the Rose Bowl. And we don't know. And
right,
in one fell swoop,
and,
you know,
and,
goodbye, good night, nurse.
And when you see the video, wasn't like a push or something. Dude.
It's a body slam.
Body slam on
yeah
your guy's head. I mean,
right,
Mark, he could have been paralyzed.
Yeah, right, or dead.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
Then it'd be a different charge.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, my bosses at the Shadow League, they loved it, too. So,
you know, the only reason I went there was, I said, you know, I haven't gone there in a bit of time.
Right.
I think I went there when you wrote about Derek Jeter.
Yeah, that was the column that
that's
I,
the one
remember
I
the
pushed
reprint
me to. Yeah,
the
right
reprint of the column from back in 90-something.
What's the picture on there with you and Ryan Howard?
No, it's just a picture. That was just a, like, it was me just talking to him.
Oh, that wasn't a column about Ryan Howard or anything?
Just like
you're
a
in the dugout. Is that spring training or is that in
Philadelphia? No, that's at Chase Stadium. I mean, Citi Field.
Oh, that was in New York.
Yep, I just happened to be there and some photographer just happened to click a picture.
Okay, Detroit. I won't say Detroit news columnist.
Oh, that's many moons ago.
Click on Detroit columnist, Rob Parker.
All right, I appreciate
you. Even though
you
can go to theshadowleague.com and read his stuff.
Absolutely. Both sites are good, so check out either one.
You will love this. So I go to lunch, like a brunchy thing, like a thing after I had to do a thing. So I went and met a person for the thing, and I'm sitting there, and it's on the western side of town. You know, I'm a west side. I'm a west side.
West side.
I got you. And I swear to God, hand to the thing. There's a table of like three guys. They're all dressed up in suits, so they must have been coming from work. And I hear them talking about the Parker and the Man.
No,
Parker.
Stop.
Yes.
There's nothing. I'm going to tell you, it's the weirdest thing when someone, when you're in a place and someone's talking about you and they don't know you're there.
No idea. I guess they don't recognize me.
Right.
I'm literally sitting at the table next to them.
And what are they saying? Are they ripping us?
No. No, no, no. I'm not here to tell you this story because it's, oh, hey, we're talking about how great we are. Oh, it's great. Boy, are these guys amazing. No, they were talking about, hey, it was good to hear. Have you heard Parker the Man is back? And the one guy says, what are you talking about back? They've always been on. And the guy said, no, I think they were gone for a while. He said, no, no. I've listened to them forever. They've been on for the whole time.
No, is that right?
I am chomping. I hear it clearly. I didn't do a thing. Now, did I do right, or should I have interrupted him and say, hey, guys, let me do
No, you know what?
You're gone 6 years, okay?
No, I think you did all right.
As long as not
the one guy who knew what was going on, he got through, I think.
And, of course, they start mocking you, you know, with the, come on, you've been going a long time. No, they've been on the whole time. I'm listening to this for about a good
Can
five,
I
six
tell you
minutes.
A good one? Remember the old Denny's over there, Mark, on Telegraph?
And it's gone
and
now,
12
yeah.
mile right there. You
yeah,
know, it's
right.
gone now,
yeah.
right?
They used to have a lot of fights over there.
So I was in there, Mark, and this was like right before I was about to leave Detroit to go back to New York and go to Newsday. Remember I was leaving to go do mm-hmm. that? I'm sitting there. There are two older gentlemen sitting there. Like, I'm sitting at the counter, right? And they're sitting right.
As you walk in, I think the counter is to the right.
Right. I'm sitting there at the counter, and I'm sitting there.
Which I think it always is at Denny's, but go ahead.
And I could hear them, Mark, talking. And they got the paper. I was writing for the, remember, I was writing for the Free Press back then. That's how many years ago it was. And one guy goes, did you hear what happened? I knew it was going to happen. He goes, they fired that Rob Parker. I just knew they were going to fire him. He was too tough. He was always, you know, like they're talking back and forth.
So this is after you got bagged then or something?
No. I left to go to Newsday, but I wrote a column saying, I'm fired. That was the headline of the column.
I remember that.
Yeah, I'm fired. So it was just weird that, and so then I said to the guy, I did speak up. I said, nah. It's all good. I said, I just got a job at New York Newsday. I didn't get fired. It was just
you made
a
funny, I fired myself.
Exactly. Okay. Because I didn't get Wayne Fox fired
to see you
or whatever.
Were sitting there when
you
turned
and then
him?
When they looked at me, oh, there he is. All right. It was just funny.
All right. Look, here's what we wanted. We got a couple of things tonight. What's that number, Rob Parker, that people can use if they choose?
Hey, I know people want to chime in on this because we've been talking about this for years. 248-848-1130. That's 248-848-1130.
It's a huge
game changer.
One of the biggest days maybe in the history of college sports. Got to be. It's got to rank right up there. I told you on one of our podcasts that Kane Coulter, the quarterback from Northwestern, I called him the modern-day Kurt Flood. He
and
took a chance.
For people who don't know Kurt Flood, he's the one who, you know, the reason that all sports have free agency. He's the guy.
He's the
who
face
challenged
of it.
Him,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
Mark?
Late 60s.
Damaged
it.
His own career. Remember, after mm-hmm. that, he really didn't get the deals that he wanted or whatever. But he stood up for what was right.
Before Kurt Flood, if you don't know, baseball players couldn't do anything.
They were locked in
forever.
They had their rights. Teams had their rights forever.
So they traded them.
Exactly.
They had the ability to trade you.
There was no other way to leave. Right. There was no such thing.
Think about that. If Al Kaline, back in that day, wanted to go somewhere to go to another team, he couldn't until Jim Campbell said, we're going to trade you
now. And that's what people don't understand. Oh, there's no loyalty. Guys bounce around from team to team. Before, you couldn't go anywhere, so that's why you played 20 years in Detroit.
Until finally someone challenged the system.
Right? That's why.
Yeah.
There was nowhere to go.
So, and hockey, Ted Lindsay was a groundbreaker in hockey with the unions. Our very own Ted Lindsay. Ask any old Red Wing fan about those days. And it cost Lindsay kind of his gig here. He ended up going to Chicago playing for the Blackhawks. He was kind of a shunned guy.
Same thing, too. The owners had the players under their thumb, man. It was bad.
They always take somebody to change the game.
Mark.
And now Kane Coulter has changed the game in college football. At least football, probably all college sports.
I'm loving this. Because today, can you make the announcement of what exactly happened?
Oh, yeah. Today, college football is no longer the way it was. We are officially, get used to this word, Kappa. Because the Northwestern football players have won their fight to unionize. College players can now become a union, according to a federal National Labor Relations Board Chicago District head named Peter Sung Orr. That is the guy who saw the vision, and here's his reasoning. This is great. It's only a one-line reason why this should be allowed to happen. And for all you that are going to call in or think about to yourself, will they get a scholarship?
That should be enough. Why do they need money? They get free ride to college. I don't understand it. Well, go ask the college coaches who are making $5 million and all the jerseys and all the other stuff that they sell from these kids. Go ask those people.
Or how about that $6, $8, $10 billion CBS deal to carry your little March Madness? Who do you think gets that money?
Not kids don't get any.
So his name is Peter Sung Orr, and he agrees with you. He says, you're right, they get a scholarship, but we didn't add something to that. And here's the line. Scholarships are directly tied and linked to performance, meaning you can lose that scholarship as soon as get that scholarship. You have to factor that in. So because it is a non-tangible good.
Most people don't know. It's a year-to-year basis, and a lot of kids get their scholarships yanked you never hear about.
It's not necessarily guaranteed. A lot of these words were used. Because it's tied to performance and you can lose it, that's why you should be looked on as a contracted employee.
Absolutely.
That's it. Not too hard to understand. I know you want to hang on for dear life to the student athlete in 2014. We lost that a long time ago.
Are we still buying that? Are fans going to be upset? Yeah. Oh, here we go. They're going to ruin college football and college basketball. They're going to have a union. I can't stand it. The players should just be happy to go to college and take their education. If they don't graduate, that's on them. I wish I would have got a free ride to college. That what do they want? Blah, 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 blah. No, no, no. What did I say, Mark, the other day to Shep? If you want to say it's amateur sports, Mark, play in the gym that's on campus, the field house. Students use their student ID to get in for free.
Maybe a dollar.
Right? You don't televise the game or it's on local access cable with your own announcers, kids in the school program. That's what I did at Division II Southern Connecticut, Mark. I used to broadcast on access cable.
Chris did Michigan baseball.
Right? That's
that
amateur.
Right there did Michigan baseball.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Our engineer.
Mm-hmm.
That's amateur. Are you with the kids? Against the kids? I'm telling you right now, college sports, NCAA, shaking in their boots.
Because there's going to be a fight over this, even though it was approved today.